It's episode 193, the Cruise Dudes Podcast.
Welcome to the Cruise Dudes Podcast with your hosts, Tommy Allison and Scott Andrews. We celebrate the cruise vacation lifestyle. Got your passport and cruise card ready? Welcome aboard to our show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 193 of the Cruise Dudes Podcast. Hello there, Scott.
Hello, Tommy.
How you doing today?
I am doing good. I'm back on land.
Yes, you are.
Yes, I am finally back on land. The Royal Caribbean Navigator of the Seas was a beautiful ship, but I'm going to have to go back for more.
Absolutely.
More.
About it, but I said, wait. I want to hear this on the show. So, this is going to be all about focusing on the Navigator. See, we're going to focus on the food.
Just one portion of it, because it's such a huge ship. I got to go back for more.
You got to go back for more. So let's get this show going, okay?
All right, let's go.
Here we go, everyone. Well. How you doing today, buddy?
I am doing good.
Yeah?
I put on a few pounds.
I can see.
Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you. Instead of, like, doing everything on the ship, I just ate myself through the ship.
Now, let's talk about when you went. You left during the President's Day weekend, correct?
Yes. I went on the President's Day weekend.
Was that a Saturday through Tuesday or?
A Saturday? Well Friday. Let's say Friday.
That's right. Because you left on Friday.
Left on Friday, came back Tuesday morning. So it was a little bit different. But what I loved about this was we went to Catalina. Catalina and Ensenada. So we were able to do
your old stomping grounds.
Oh my gosh. Exactly.
Did they miss you?
It missed me. I missed them too. I missed them. They are all that stuff. I don't know what you call an island. Do they have something?
No.
Call it Sandy. I'll just call it Sandy. I went back to see Sandy. But it was really nice. If you want to know, like, Catalina hasn't changed. I think
it doesn't. It can't change too much.
No. I was there. It was about a year ago. And everything's the same. The only thing that changed was the name of the operator for the parasail that I did again. It's still California Parasail, but it says Catalina on the office.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. And I mean, if you're doing Catalina and say you're on the Royal Caribbean, California Parasail does not deal with Royal Caribbean. They don't.
Oh, they don't have an operational agreement?
No. So what we ended up doing was just going straight to the right to them and asking them to book us. Which was great for 200 people, or not 200 people, for two people, it cost me $200. Plus, I was able to get all of the videos and everything else they sent to us. So it was really nice.
Very cool.
Okay, what are you doing? You're looking at something.
Yeah, I'm just looking at a switch that was probably pushed yours, and I don't understand why it's over there on that side.
Why is it so loud?
I don't know.
Let me
see what happens when I push this.
Over. Okay.
No, that was the wrong one.
Totally. You know, ooh, now you mute. Found a mute, didn't you?
I did, but that
if
was
I keep,
not.
A,
that
if
was
I keep
not,
on talking, you could just like mute me.
I can mute you like this. I think. No.
Yeah.
See.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's kind of unusual. I didn't know why it's there like that, but. Hey, it still works.
Well, if we're talking about food, let's talk about Catalina while we're there.
Okay, that sounds good.
Well,
I had actually one other question.
Yeah.
Did you go out of Long Beach or did you go sail out of
Los Angeles?
San Pedro.
San Pedro Port. That's the one we went out of. And this is what is incredible. I got off the freeway. It took me 20 minutes to get from the freeway to my stateroom.
Oh, wow. Oh, they're booking it. Huh?
I'm talking through everything.
And that's a holiday weekend. Yes. And there's probably, was the ship full?
Ship was full. Over 3,600 people.
Wow. How many kids?
Too many. Well, see, there's the thing about Royal Caribbean that a lot of people realize, and you start reading the boards and everything else, is that they have kids sail free. Now, what does that mean? That means exactly what that is. Kids
that means it gets busier than busier.
Yes, they have blackout dates like Disneyland, but on this weekend they didn't.
Oh wow.
I think that might change because there was over 900 kids on this ship.
Yeah.
And
that's a lot of kiddos.
It is. And if you're booking a cruise, I think it's great. Kids under 12 are free, but there's these blackout dates. So I mean, it did remind me of Disneyland, more like Knott's Berry Farm, because Disney already has a ship. This was the Knott's Berry Farm of the seas.
Okay.
But Knott's Berry Farm. It's got everything, let me tell you.
Okay.
But it only took us about 20 minutes to get through everything, dropping our luggage off, going through everything.
Yeah, pre-boarding.
Pre-boarding. And I have not done it with Royal Caribbean before. So it was...
Actually, you have. We were on the...
That was so long ago.
Yeah, you just don't remember.
That was in Florida, not here. That was
Florida, yeah.
So that was interesting. But yeah.
Cool. So let's talk about your stateroom real quick. Because a lot of people want to know a little bit more about the ship before we dive in and focus on the food.
The first room that I have so far, just like, you know, I like to try all the rooms on these ships, was a balcony room.
Uh-huh.
Now, what
this is more of the standard balcony?
Yeah, I sent you the pictures.
Yeah.
Well, those, yeah. You like those pictures, didn't you?
Yeah, they were nice. Yeah.
Well, we'll put them up too. I'm just having a little bit of a technical issue because of all the storms, you know, electrical going in and out and everything else. But it was a balcony room. Now, what I ended up doing was I got this little message saying, would you like to royal up? And royal up, it's more like how you could, like Princess and Carnival or any ship line, they'll say, hey, do you want to have a better room? We'll do an auction for them. And if we pick your price, we'll give it to you.
Mm.
So I went for the grand suite. I went for the suite. And then I did an extended balcony.
Wow.
I'm like thinking, what is an extended balcony? Okay, whatever. So I did that one and I put the minimum of $75 each.
Okay, is that $75 per day or $75?
$75 for the entire time.
Wow.
So
that's a good deal.
I put that down and I won it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I like that.
And what it was.
That's cool.
Now, all those people out there, if you're listening and you had a wheelchair and you went on this cruise with me, I'm sorry, but it was one of those rooms.
Oh, that's right. You sent me some funny pictures.
I sent you some really good pictures.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
are we going to post those?
I don't know. I was holding on for dear life on a couple of them.
I know.
So, but that's their extended balcony. So I'm thinking what they do is if nobody's booked them, they will, you know, they just get rid of those rooms and then somebody else will take your balcony room.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah. So I liked it. It was nice. It was quiet.
Mm-hmm. Was it forward or was it in the after the ship?
It was midship.
Midship?
Midship. Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
What level?
It was level 6.
Okay.
I like 6. 6 or 7. I'm always on 6 or 7. I don't know why. I just like that. It's all easier to get off. So then because I only had one bag, it's easier to go down the stairs and just get right off the ship.
Okay.
And even that, 10 minutes.
That's nice.
Yeah. This is something that a lot of people don't know. They won't tell you. But usually they get okay. They say, okay, you could come down like at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
But what you want to do is I was talking with the hotel people there and they said, come down at 7:15 because usually everything is cleared and the people just start walking off, and then they start calling them down at 8 a.m.
Oh, so, nice. Nice
yes.
little secret tip there.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes. And the Royal Up is another secret tip. Put your money in, see what you get. But they won't. Mine was a balcony room. I don't know if they do it for regular staterooms. I was hearing they did not. So you might have to do a balcony room, and then you could upgrade accordingly.
Okay. Sounds good. So this ship had multiple places to...
To munch.
To munch on, to eat, to dine.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And you... On this cruise, you focused on some.
I went on. All
you went all. You went. You went foraging for food.
Oh my gosh! Yes, I first.
I like that word foraging.
Oh yeah. Well, let's talk about the buffet. Windjammer.
Okay, so that's good because I think we need to talk about what's available
right. for
that's included in your cruise, and then right. we'll talk about the specialty restaurants.
Yeah.
After that, okay. So okay, go ahead.
So the Windjammer.
Is like their...
It's their buffet.
Okay.
And what was really nice about it is you walk in and a lot of... They're telling you to wash your hands. And if you saw our Instagram before, I can't load anything up anymore for maybe hopefully by tomorrow. There's a guy there and he's singing, wash your hands, wash your hands. And that's what they were doing. They were telling people to
wash... Were they washing your hands, like putting your hands in the sink?
No, but they were... It was like a little band there.
Oh, they were just singing and encouraging you. Oh, I see.
And they had...
I thought it would be kind of weird if they were washing
your hands. It would be. It would be.
Yeah, but and your wife wasn't there.
No, but I'd let them anyway. Okay, so if you had, like, if you needed gluten-free, they had a gluten-free section. If you needed... If you wanted Indian food, they had the Indian section. If you wanted booze with your food, they had the bar in the buffet.
They have a bar in the buffet?
In the buffet. A bar in the buffet.
Like you could order like a,
right.
a Bloody Mary.
Yes, yes, yes. And what I loved about it too was we'll get back to Jamie's Italian by Jamie Oliver very okay. shortly. But in the morning, this is one of those another little tip. You could go into his restaurant and bypass everybody else eating in the buffet and eat in there.
Oh, you can go and dine
right.
in Jamie's? Is right. it like nearby the
right Jammer? Next to it, yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So you go into the buffet and on the right you have Chop and on the left you have Jamie's. So you it all the rest those
So you can have like a little bit of an upscale experience.
Just for breakfast.
Just for breakfast. Yep. And mm-hmm. you can go in and get your sit food there. from the Windjammer Buffet and have a
right.
very nice sit-down experience.
Right.
Dining experience and the atmosphere of Jamie Oliver's restaurant.
Oh, yes. And you could do so many cruise food hacks, let me tell you, at the buffet. Those are coming soon, from burgers to breakfast to everything.
Now, this particular place, the Windjammer,
yes.
it's open through breakfast through and lunch and dinner.
Right.
And so if I recall, it's not a 24-hour buffet. It's it closes at a certain time. Do you recall what time it closes?
I believe it was like around 10 or 11
okay.
it closed.
All right.
But I mean, if you're looking for something for free, you have that, and also you have like the Cafe Promenade, which is on the promenade, and that is 24/7 pizza, 24/7 sandwiches.
24/7 pizza, 24/7
right.
sandwiches. Now, is the pizza slices, or are they making you actual pizza?
It's pizza slices, but if you want, they will make the entire pizza for you.
Wow. So is it a mini size pizza or?
Oh,
it,
no. These are full sizes.
It's a full size,
yes,
large,
yep.
eight slice pizza.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And I mean, and then they also have sandwiches there. They
what kind of desserts. Sandwiches are they, like deli sandwiches?
Yeah, deli sandwiches, meatball sandwiches, paninis, all of that there.
Like what was one of your favorite sandwiches?
The meatball.
The meatball.
Meatball, but I was chowing down on that pizza.
I would say that's pretty cool to have both. You know, I love a good Italian sandwich.
Right.
With, you know, the ham, the provolone cheese, the something. I can't
remember. But what's great?
Anyway, all those different flavors of salami and all that stuff, all mixed up on a sandwich, and you know,
And what's so great about it too, though, is the menu changes daily. Not the pizza, but the menu. So you might have meatball sandwiches, but then the next day you're going to have a salad. So that's what I like too about it. Now,
what is that? So it's only meatball sandwich. It's only sandwiches, pizza, and you said salad?
Desserts, salads.
Oh, desserts. Right. What kind of desserts did you have?
I didn't have any there.
You didn't have any desserts?
No, I was
eating. What did you see?
Oh. They had
Italian dessert.
Yeah, well, they had Italian, but I was eating the key lime pies.
Ugh.
Oh my gosh!
They're
key lime pie all over the ship.
I love key lime pies.
Now there's another free restaurant.
Do they have like cannolis? I mean, it'd be Italian.
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Any ice cream?
Oh yes. Yeah. So you could
ice cream. See, this is a pie. Any pies? Yeah, I mean, you said the key lime pie. So yeah. Were there any other pies?
Chocolate pies, things like that?
Oh, okay. So did you could probably hack those pies with some ice cream, right?
Oh, yeah. That's what you're going to do, right?
Yeah, I would do that. Like you get an apple or cherry pie and hack it.
Right, exactly.
With some ice cream.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I could definitely be seen there.
Oh, you would be down there, and then you would go up to the other free place, which is the El Loco Fresh.
Mexican food.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
On the pool deck,
I had Mexican food for dinner tonight, so I'm just like, oh, I love it.
Oh, and they have mole sauce. They have salsa verde toppings. They've got carnitas. They have everything there.
Oh. Have you tried birria?
No.
A birria tacos? Oh, there are. This is kind of like the new thing around LA is birria tacos. It's meat that's, you know, it's steamed, it's boiled. I don't know. They do a lot of stuff to it, and they season it, and then there's this liquid consomme that you get out of it, and I know I'm just hacking up all this.
So basically, it's a taco or
is,
burrito.
And then they take the taco meat, take the meat, put it in a taco shell, and then they grill the taco shell, and then they give you this consomme to dip it in, and oh my gosh, the meat just falls apart in your mouth.
Well, this sounds like the tacos I make. You have to grill the taco, grill everything there, then you just dip it.
Yeah, there's people that do hacks with it where they put it on sourdough bread.
Yes.
And then they take provolone cheese and mix that up with it. And oh, man, there's just a lot of different hacks.
All right, well, let's talk about the Mexican place.
I love Mexican food.
So do they have
fajitas?
Let me tell you what's going on. So El Loco Fresh.
Yes.
It's open from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. for breakfast.
Okay, so you get your burrito.
Right, the breakfast burrito or like a breakfast quesadilla, any of those things. And you can put scrambled eggs, hash browns, bacon, everything in it, cheese, salsa, all of it. Now, did I hack that? No, because I was over it. I only had a few days.
I understand. That's cool.
Now, did I try the afternoon? Between 12 and 6 p.m., they would serve tacos. They would serve nachos, burritos. Quesadillas were outstanding. I mean, it was
Nachos are kind of like are so cool because they're like everything all mixed up in one. And you don't have to like decide, you know, hey, I want my taco with cheese and guacamole and salsa. It's just all there on top of the whole thing. Here you go, sir. Take it and go and start eating it. You know what? And then you don't have to worry about the food being like falling off out of your taco shell or your whatever it is. And you just, it's on this chip, and the chip is not going to like fall down and fall apart. It's just like you take it, dig it in. It's like a dump truck into your mouth. Am I right?
Oh, you are totally right about the nachos. Now, what I wanted to do, and next time I will, is I'm going to take a burrito and make a nacho taco burrito.
Nacho taco burrito.
Yes, you have to take three tortillas.
Okay.
Put the nachos, everything on it. Mm-hmm. Then grab the taco beef, the chicken beef, and the pork.
Mm-hmm.
Put that on top of it, and I want to see if they'll cook it like a quesadilla.
Oh, that sounds actually pretty good.
Does that sound good? And I want, like, if they could do it for me, I'm going to have that showing everybody. But I'll tell you, though, again, the quesadilla is there. Excellent. I would just go by and grab a cheese quesadilla. That was it.
Now, I want to ask you something. Do they make their own tortillas?
Yes.
Oh,
that's so good. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So they got somebody good there.
Yes. Oh, yes. No, well, they have a machine. They have a machine there.
Yeah, I like that. That's awesome. You know, a fresh tortilla is so good.
Oh, it is. It is.
It's just, there's something special about it. And it makes the dining experience with Mexican food so delicious.
Oh, it does. It does. It does.
I like that. I like
and
that.
And those are the free areas. We have one more free area.
Okay. Would you say just this is included? And included because you have.
Well, it's okay. It's included.
Okay. It's included. You're included in your cruise there. So this is all inclusive. So I think it's better to say it's inclusive.
Okay. That was included.
If somebody was free, like somebody saying, here's a free drink. Yeah. That's a different thing. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay, so
included.
That was included. Also, the main dining room's included.
All right. Now you were telling me about this.
Oh, it is
this
huge,
beautiful.
I think I put that up with the dining room, and it's three floors,
three levels.
And if you see this picture that we posted, incredible. Now I was on the third level. The food came out hot. I had escargot. Oh, it was so good. I tried to get my son to try it, and he's like,
no, Dad.
No, I'm not going to do that.
You know.
No, but everything there was perfect. Everything was served hot. It was really good.
So would you say that most of the guests on board were eating in the main dining room during the dinner hours? Or now, the main dining room, is it open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Yes.
Okay. So you can go in, and that's a separate menu.
Right. Separate menu. It has everything there.
Okay. So obviously breakfast and lunch, it's just drop in.
Right.
And you can sit on whatever level you want to or anything like that. Now, for dining in the evening, you have to have a reservation. So they have first sitting and a second sitting?
Right. And honestly, I would tell people to do the first sitting.
Okay. And what time is that usually around?
5:30, 5:45.
Okay. Between 5:30 and 5:45. Right. And that's right before, and so it gives you about an hour and a half to, so like we'll say 5:30, hour and a half, you're done at 7.
Right.
And you can go to
do the shows or something.
So you start seeing the shows and the entertainment on board. Okay. Sounds good.
And also you're guaranteed hot food.
Yeah. You know, that's a really good point you make because, you know, a lot of people, you know, especially when you go on these cruises, I mean, you have your choice of, you know, the pizza, the meatball sandwich and things like that. But, you know, it's so good to sit down and have, like you said, a very hot meal at the end of the day, just in a nice, relaxing atmosphere. And, you know, it's just a pleasant experience. I just say, you know what, it just reminds me of just classical cruising, you know, just a way to end your day. Just to have somebody serve you a nice hot meal.
Yeah.
And something that you select. That's what's really cool about cruising is that you get to select what you want to eat on board. So can you just give me a little bit of a taste of some of the entrees that were available during your cruise in the main dining room? And that's something that stood out to you as being, oh man, this was excellent.
Me, it's the fish. About the fish. I did not have any steak or anything like that because, of course, there's chopped. So I'm going over to chopped to try the steak. But in the dining room, I was having the salmon. I was having the escargot. My son actually tried the fried chicken, which was excellent. So those are the things that we did on the ship. The desserts, key lime pie, chocolate pie, all excellent.
Okay.
Now, Can we get?
Did you have any special drinks on board, or in the evenings in the main dining room?
Actually, not really. Okay. But we will get over to Hooked, and I'll tell you what I had.
Okay, so now we're gonna. Are we going to switch over to our
let's switch over.
Restaurant?
Well, let's switch over to the small specialty restaurants first, and then we'll hit the big ones. The small one would be, of course, you have Starbucks.
Okay.
And what's great about Starbucks is everybody's buying this coffee, Starbucks. But if you read the fine print for Royal Caribbean, all their coffee they serve is Starbucks.
Really?
Yes.
Really? So anywhere on board,
yep.
Say you go to, you know, the little shop over here, the Italian place where you get your pizza and you want a coffee and they serve coffee, it's Starbucks coffee.
Starbucks.
Oh, so you can get Starbucks anywhere on the ship.
Yes, but you can't get it made, like if you want a mocha.
Oh, okay. So if you want a specialty drink such as a mocha frappuccino with soy milk and
then you go to Starbucks.
I don't I don't even know how to order that stuff at Starbucks, but sometime I like to go in there and just make up a whole bunch of stuff and just
see what happens.
See what they can do.
You know,
the only thing I drink at Starbucks is the strawberry refreshers.
A lot of people do those.
There's something about those that are addicting, and I get a what's the biggest one they have?
Every day.
Not the big one every day. I couldn't do it every day, but my gosh, it's so good. I like Starbucks. It's a nice place, you know, but I don't know what I would do if it was on a ship. I would have it there like saying, it'd say to my wife, come to me every day, twice or three times.
Well, now I know. They did have everything.
Yeah.
The menu was huge.
It's Trenta. That's the biggest one they serve. Trenta. Now I remember. Why do they have those different size names?
They should just have large, extra large, small.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like In-N-Out Burger, you know? You know what you're going to get. You know?
Exactly.
I want the extra large lemonade, pink lemonade.
Exactly.
You know? Why do they have to make it something strange, call it Trenta? Trenta for my Yenta.
All righty. So we're now getting.
Okay. So you went to Starbucks is one of the little. Now, yes. Do they sell like the Starbucks specialty stuff, like the cake pops and the.
Chocolate
croissants and the ham and cheese croissant?
Well, not the ham and cheese, like the little pop, the desserts.
Okay, the little dessert. So they do have some of the specialty stuff that you can get there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's kind of cool. All right, that's like. Do they let you use your Starbucks card?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I gotta use your card.
Use your cruise card. Okay. And just do
it. Well, that's good to know. I mean, unless you're trying to. Well, you can't collect your Starbucks points on it. So, well, whatever. You're only on the cruise for.
Exactly.
You're not there to collect Starbucks.
Exactly. You know what? I should have checked if they had a Starbucks, like Royal Caribbean.
No, Starbucks. It's plural.
Okay, Starbucks Royal Caribbean mug.
Oh, you know, that's a good question.
If they would have one, I would have to check.
That would be, I was there, or I have been there. So, you know, they've changed that around. Yeah,
that would be neat if they would do that.
Mugs, you know, my wife's collected all of these mugs, and says, we were here. Here
and
we are.
They could
now
put the Royal Caribbean.
We've been there.
Norwegian.
They change all this stuff up. They're just making it stuff up so you can buy it again over and over again.
It's like their rewards program, all going downhill. Okay, can we move on now?
Yeah. What else do they have?
Let us go to Johnny Rockets.
Oh, I like Johnny Rockets.
Now it's in a Johnny Rockets Express. So it doesn't have everything. They have the original Rocket single, the original.
Okay, but is it like a walk-up window when you say it's Express? Yep. Or so there's no sit-down
there's
seating?
There's
probably sit-down seating, but it's just like out in the promenade.
Right. Okay. Everybody will be able to see this when we put the videos up.
Okay.
It's on the pool deck.
Okay.
So when you go out to the pool deck, you have the Mexican restaurant on the right or left. When you come out, it depends on where you're coming. And then Johnny Rockets on the other side.
Okay.
And right next to Johnny Rockets, you could get your beer or your drinks.
Okay.
Right next to it. So the bar is attached.
Right.
And then they have the Express, which it looks just like Johnny Rockets. It has the symbols. It has everything there.
The symbols. You mean the logos.
Those symbols, logos.
Yeah. Logos. Yeah. It's what they call it. The kids call it today.
No,
that's the technical term, buddy. Oh. Logos.
Okay, so that they had the rocket, the burgers, they had really four kinds. The rocket, the original, smokehouse, and the spicy Houston.
Spicy Houston?
Oh, yes.
What's the spicy Houston?
Jalapenos, pepper jack cheese, lettuce, tomato, and smoking chipotle ranch. Now, what I did is you will see the hack.
Oh, he did a hack.
I did the hack. I put the rocket, the original, smokehouse, and spicy Houston all into one.
Ooh.
Well, and it was pretty simple because the rocket and the original are all in the smokehouse.
Okay. So there you go. All you had to do is add the jalapeno.
Right.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. And so I added that and I grabbed the fries with the bacon and cheese. And yeah.
You could put the bacon and cheese fries on it to the burger too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they have chicken tenders.
Chicken tenders and a hot dog.
You could take you could splice open the hot dog and stick a chicken tender.
That wasn't, I told you I have to go back.
Oh, and they have onion rings too. Yes, I love onion rings.
I have not done it all yet.
This is like. And they have adult shakes.
They're alcohol infused. Wow. But now all of this does cost.
They got the happy face.
This does cost.
Yeah, it's but it's not that much.
No.
Okay, so how much is... Okay, so hold on. Oh, it's $7.99, right?
Yeah.
You know, that's cheaper than going to Johnny Rockets on land.
Yeah, it's pretty inexpensive.
That's a bargain.
It is, and it was fresh.
Well, I sure hope it was fresh, but I would assume it would be fresh. And I like that. That's a very cool... I like onion rings. But you know that.
Oh, yeah.
You've known that.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone knows that. But, you know, it's really good to get a good side order of onion rings with your Rocket single or the original. I haven't been to Johnny Rockets for a long time. I got to head over there. But this is good to have it on a cruise ship. I love it. And you can hack it.
Oh, I hacked it big time.
I will look forward to seeing what your hacks are.
Now,
okay.
Let us get to a restaurant that only... three ships have.
Okay.
In the fleet for Royal Caribbean.
Okay.
It's called Hooked. And okay. Hooked is a fresh seafood restaurant. It's a sit-down restaurant. You could go in. And they have everything there from a 2-pound whole Maine lobster.
2 pounds is pretty big.
And this is all included in the price.
Oh, wow.
Now, let me get to the prices. Okay. For like chopped... Jamie's, some of the specialty restaurants, you could get $99. You could get two meals. So you could get a chopped and hooked for $99 for dinner.
Okay, so they're selling a special.
Right.
Okay, where you can go to either two of the three specialty restaurants, right?
Right.
For $99, you can have... two separate entree meals.
Right.
Whatever is on the menu, correct?
That is correct.
So if I go to Hook and you say, I want the tuna and whatever else.
And the main 2-pound lobster.
And the main 2-pound lobster. All that. So you could have two entrees for...
Yeah.
Wow.
For under $50.
Wow.
Yeah. And I mean, I had the clam and crab chowder. I had the surf and turf. I mean, it's really good. Really, really good.
So on your surf and turf, was that the lobster?
That was the lobster and a steak. The filet.
And a filet.
You're right.
And how was the lobster?
It was really good.
Now, I think what you told me about these lobsters is these are California.
Most of them are caught California.
Just off of probably Catalina.
Right. A lot of them are.
Because that's where most of them are caught. Okay, that's cool. And then you had a nice fillet with that. And what were there any other garnishments like potato?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to give this over to you so you can see.
All right.
This is the Hooked menu. And what's great about this is Say you don't know if you want to do this $99 meal plan. When you get on the ship, there's going to be somebody there who will help you out, who will help you decide if I want to do this. So you could,
this is very good. You know, the reason why is because there's people that, you know, I'm not a very big fish eater.
Right.
All right. But I will eat lobster. I will eat shrimp. All right. I'm not, but, you know, this is kind of like when you said it was $99 and $50, you can't go out to eat and get an entree here in Los Angeles for under $65.
No, you can't.
Or $75 for, you know, we went out one time. It's like, you know, it was like, you know, like $200 for the two of us, my wife and I, a couple nights ago. It was just like, you know, that's typical. But on the cruise ship, my gosh, $99.
Right.
And you get two meals out of that.
And also, again, three ships, that's it. Now, when it goes back in the dry dock, I did ask them, are they going to be taking Hooked away? They're not sure if it is. So if you do go on the Norwegian of the Seas, at least this year.
No, the Norwegian of the Seas.
No, oh my gosh, I just did it. You've been waiting to catch me, aren't you?
I gotcha.
Yes, the Navigator of the Seas.
Yes, Navigator of the Seas.
You will be able to do Hooked at least until it goes back into dry dock. But now, the one thing about this $99 meal, the package, make sure you don't do it for lunch.
Because, oh, yeah. You get
now, Hooked. Hooked is only dinner.
Yeah.
Hooked is dinner. So get Hooked. That's worth the $50 there for the lobster. Now, Chopped, like the steakhouse, you could go in for lunch or dinner. Jamie's, lunch and dinner. So don't use your meal package for lunch because a different menu.
Right.
But they're smaller. So
smaller portions, right. and all that stuff like that. And you know what? And you're not probably going to get like the better sides.
Exactly.
For example, like the lobster mac and cheese.
Yes.
And
I had that too. That was so good.
Yeah. And you know, the corn on the cob.
I had that too.
Yeah.
So, and
these desserts.
Okay, you were talking about drinks.
Desserts.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hooked has oyster shooters with vodka and gin. Now, you're going, ew, but four shots are only $10. $10 for a shot.
If you're into that, God bless you.
No,
go ahead. For $10,
you got four shots. Four shots.
That's not bad.
On the ship are you going to get $10?
Where else are you?
So you just get put some oysters in them.
There you go.
Or maybe you could just say, hey, can you minus the oysters for me and just bring me the shots?
Just bring me the vodka, please.
Bring me the vodka. I need to wash it down. I'm sure somebody has.
I'm sure they did. Did you see these desserts? I mean, coconut cream pie, cherry pie, lemon tart.
Yep. Lemon tart was awesome.
Oh, well, it has the little Hook logo, or as you call it, the symbol.
Well, those are the ones I tried. I was is this what I'm supposed to try? Yes. Hook. Okay. I will try that.
Yes. Decadent chocolate brownie.
That's what Brian had.
Served with chocolate fudge, salted caramel sauce, and vanilla ice cream. Oh, I love it.
It was so good.
Oh, speaking about ice cream, did you hear about the Baskin Robbins on Pico Boulevard?
Was it gone again?
No, a car ran through the window.
Oh, it was trying to go for a drive-thru? It wanted its own ice cream?
It missed the cones.
It missed the cones. It missed the cones and went through the window.
Yeah, the 30-second flavor is my car careened my ice cream.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, we had some, my wife and I, we had all these jokes written up after. But it was sad. It was sad to see, here on Citizen, the ice cream store getting hit by a car.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's at the, where the chairs are. We usually sit at the table and go, oh, my gosh. If we were stuffing our face with ice cream.
Do I get a free Sunday?
We would have been bumped in there. But it's, hopefully it'll be back. But anyway, ice cream. You know what? You're never going to have a car go through the window of the ice cream shop on a cruise ship.
No, don't. You're just going to have
people. The moral of the story.
You're just
going
to have people running through.
Yeah.
You're not. No, you're going to have people just pouring over you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'll tell you, man. Ice cream is, man. It's becoming the drug around here. Anyway,
Let us go.
That's really cool. Yeah. I like that. So where are we going to next?
We are going to Jamie's.
Jamie Oliver's?
Actually, yes. Jamie Oliver. It's Jamie's Italian by Jamie Oliver.
Okay.
And it has every...
He's a Food Show Network
chef, right? Yes. This is his restaurant.
Very cool.
All right. He's got everything from pastas to burgers. And he had this one burger there called the J.I. Burger. And what I did is I took the... I had to hack it. I took the J.I. Burger and then I went to the starter and I grabbed the... Where is it? Right here. It was like a meat platter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where it is, but it was so good. And I put all of that on top of the burger.
Okay.
And then I took the mac and cheese and I put that on top of the burger. It was so good. And the guy's looking at me. He's like, what are you doing? I said,
well, Yeah. What are you doing? You're in an Italian restaurant hacking a burger?
Yes. But what I ended up doing is they had these little baby like jalapenos. And I asked him to give me a side of all those jalapenos, and I took the tops off. I put that on top of the burger, and then they had this like, oh, here it is, the famous meat plank. And they had like this spicy jam. So I had them give me a whole bunch of the spicy jam, and I put that on the burger.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Oh, my gosh. It was so good. Now, Jamie's Italian, again, is... To the left or the right, right when you walk into the...
To the left or the right,
whichever way you're walking in.
If you're walking forward or if you're walking towards the aisle.
Or if you're crawling, it's in front of you. But when you go in,
yes,
they have lunch and dinner. And I honestly would recommend doing lunch.
So they serve it both lunch and dinner.
Lunch and dinner.
And you say there's a smaller menu on the lunch
side. On the lunch side. And what I found was going during lunch, you're eating a smaller anyway. You're eating
smaller
maybe
portions,
a burger. Well, that burger was huge. But you're eating smaller, and it's not like Chopped where it's a huge burger. So my son ended up having a whole bunch of pastas. I had the burger. They had some sparkling water there that we were able to get. It was really nice. And it's cheaper than going to dinner. The lunches range, I think we both walked out of there spending about $20 to $25 each, which is not bad at all.
Okay, so I see that they make their own pasta here.
Yes, they do. And in the back, you can actually see them spinning it. So it's pretty cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So I see they have a lot of different mains.
Now, what Tom is looking at and he's commenting on is a menu. And what's great about all these menus that I'm sharing with you right now, before you go on the ship, go online, look up Navigator of the Seas or any other ships, go to the dining section, press on the dining section, and you're going to have to map or you're going to have to follow me. While I'm telling you, then you're going to go to the specialty section. Under the specialty section, if you start scrolling down, you're going to see all the restaurants. If you press on those, they're going to give you a description. Also the menu. You could actually download yourself and see what you want to eat. So again, all of these are for anybody to see. You could go onto their website and you could download all of this.
The ultimate garlic bread and tomato bruschetta. Oh.
How about my ultimate burger? Look at that burger.
I saw your ultimate burger.
And with the meat plank.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you.
A baked lasagna. Oh.
Yes. Ooh. Oh, that was so good. Yes, we did try a lot. Oh, okay. Maybe God. I tried a little bit more than
I should. Yeah. Did you have the funky fries or the posh fries?
We had the posh fries.
Ooh, that's truffle with Parmesan.
Yes. Yes. Because it was just posh.
Posh. Posh, Scott, posh, and Scott. Yes, very cool, very cool. And they have a kids menu. Yes. Look at this.
Yes, they do.
Kids menu, mini spaghetti bolognese, tasty tomato pasta bake, happy chicken lollipops, and baby beef burger. Oh, there, and they have Oh, they have, oh, the desserts are warm chocolate brownie, fresh fruit, and ice cream. You know what? I would eat off the kids' menu and get all three desserts and put them together.
I know you would.
You know, chocolate brownie with ice cream and then fresh fruit. Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. And hopefully the fresh fruit is strawberries.
Oh, everything
you
was...
Know, you know...
Oh, let me tell you, yes, the fresh fruit was extraordinary. In the buffet was extraordinary. I mean, it was just coming out, and if you needed something made, they made it for you. I mean, it was great.
That's wonderful.
Okay, I'm going to save the last one. This Chopped is last, because that's your favorite.
That's fine.
Okay,
that's fine.
Another restaurant was a sushi spot called Izumi.
Izumi.
And it's on the 15th floor, all the way on the top. And if you get it...
Is it forward or aft?
It would be, I'm trying to think. Actually, honestly, it's in the middle.
Okay.
It's in the middle.
All right.
But we went up there and we had a window seat, and it kind of reminded me of the Space Needle and how there's a restaurant on top and it's all the way around and you could see everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's what this is.
Space Needle up in Seattle.
In Seattle. Yeah. And this is what this is.
Okay.
So you're looking out over.
So you have a view of the ocean.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
Oh, very nice.
And then before that.
Very romantic time while with your son, huh?
Oh, yes. But so.
Holding hands.
Before that, you go to the bar right next to it. And you could get all the drinks you want right there, and then you just walk on over.
Oh, that's very nice.
Now, this is all a la carte.
A la carte.
But it's worth it.
So it's kind of like, it's like pick and choose.
Right.
And then you gotta bring it back to your table, right?
I'm giving him the menu again.
Okay. All right. Well, so is it served?
It's served to you.
Oh,
and
very nice.
This was honestly the best service I had on the ship. It was so personal. He came over, gave us
back rubs.
No, that would be in the massage parlor down the way. No I'm kidding. Hey, you said it. I just took it to a different level.
I didn't try to take it to any. I was trying to keep it very nice.
Now, if you open it up and you look at the menu, everything's a la carte. So you could actually say, I think I spent $30 for myself and then $30 for my son. So I was able to try everything that I wanted to try. And what do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, for 30 bucks... And you get to pick out what you want and try different things. And, you know, if you're into sushi and you want to try some different things, this is the place to do it. I mean, they got a lot of different combinations here. And
they got
stir fry noodles with chicken and beef, shrimp or tofu. So if you're not somebody that eats a lot of sushi, you can still go to your friends and they can have the sushi and you can have the stir fry and you can find something. Yeah, everyone can find something. And of course everyone would love the dessert of creamy chewy mochi.
Oh, I had that
with green tea. Ice cream.
Green tea. And it was
decadent chocolate lava cake.
Crispy
sesame balls.
Something some people might say, well, why would I go there if I could get sushi over at Hook 2? Because you can. I would say this,
but
it's
you,
not the same.
Here's the other thing is that the location and the view
is incredible.
It's really nice. And, you know, especially at sunset.
Right.
And you're going to have something, you know, very nice with somebody special.
And, right. And Hooked,
I think it's
Hooked is really off the promenade.
Okay.
On the 13th floor. So it's not on the main promenade, but it's up on top. Mm-hmm. Yes, you have the double pane windows and the doors, mm-hmm. but when they do open, you do hear it. At this restaurant here, it was very quiet. It was nice. It was really nice. And also, I believe they have a kids menu, right?
I haven't found that yet, but here's the appetizer and manmé.
Oh, that was so good.
And
yes.
Vegetable tempura and miso soup and fresh fruit bowl. And
the miso soup was perfect.
Okay.
Usually it's hard to mess up.
I guess this is.
It's hard to mess up the soup.
Yeah.
People can do it.
I think this is the kids menu. teriyaki grilled chicken or beef, white rice, and steamed vegetables, and assorted mochi ice cream. Izumi.
All right. Are you ready for your place?
You mean something that I would enjoy?
The last restaurant is Chops Grill.
I like the name Chops Grill. And that means.
And you could go here during lunch or dinner.
I would go during dinner because.
And then snack for lunch?
Well, you know. Yeah, exactly. Go ahead.
Okay.
Give it to me.
All right. I'm giving it to you right now. So this is in that $99 deal. Or you could go during the day and get it for like 20 to 30.
You mean during lunch?
During the day, lunch.
Okay.
And get it for between 20 and $30.
Okay. But so what do we have?
We have lobster. We have steak. We have the one thing
What kind of steaks? I mean, when you say steak, are you saying like New York steak, top sirloin?
Okay.
Are you talking about fillets? Are we talking about tomahawk?
Oh my gosh. Here he goes.
Come on.
Give it to me.
Give me the details. Okay.
Prime bone in ribeye. 16 ounces.
16 ounces.
Rack of lamb. Mm. Prime New York strip. Mm. A petite fillet, 6 ounces, or the regular fillet of 9.
Nice.
That I like. I have not seen that on many restaurants. I've heard from you about your wife's like, I can't eat that much. Why they give me so much? You can get the 6 ounce.
Nice.
They do have the seafood. You have the spicy jumbo shrimp or a 1.5 pound lobster. One and a half pounds.
You know, that's a little too much lobster for me. I just want a taste. When I have lobster, and I'm gonna be honest with you guys,
want a taste.
I just want a taste. I want like about 5 to 6 bites maximum, and I want the drawn butter. I want butter all through it, and then any type of seasoning you could put on it. I want that as well. You know.
So I did. Oh, you're grabbing the menu. Right? He's like grabbing the menu here. Okay, all right, I'll give you the menu and I'll keep on talking.
Keep on talking. All right, keep on going.
So this is added to it. So what I did like about it is that like the Yukon potatoes were great, and then instead of putting it like a salt on them, they put a sauce, which I really liked. So like my son had a wine sauce. I had just like a gravy. I mean, it was really good, and I thought they were excellent. Tom's just like drooling right now. He's looking at this food like, I really want it.
So, you know, the chop sauce.
I'm just going to start showing him a picture.
Oh, that's really good. So they have a Bernays sauce, and then here we go.
I'm just showing you
a Bordenay sauce.
Is that another picture you want to see? Oh, okay, I'm just showing. That's what your wife had because I sent her the picture.
Yeah, she said, she has.
Yeah, she had something else. Pickle. But see, look at the sauces. What they would do is they would pour over it.
I love that.
So, and then with the sauce.
They have their steak sauce.
Right.
Their own steak sauce. They have their Bernay sauce, and they have a Bordenay sauce.
Right. And also, like the sides, they were done really well. They put them in these little stainless steel holders.
Oh, that keeps them nice and hot.
Yes. Yeah, so the mashed potatoes, fries. Oh. Yeah,
let me take a look at that. I know my wife's going to use Chick-fil-A.
Well, Tom's like grabbing this now. He's like, oh, I want to see what this is. I wanted to show you a picture. This is
gray cheese from tater tots.
Somebody who was very satisfied after the 16.
Yeah, that looks like, yeah, your son looks like he's been.
But these are things.
He looks like he's been chopped.
Oh, I mean, it was excellent.
By the way, did his hair get chopped?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But these places, like the lava cake, it was incredible. So Tom's right now looking at all these pictures. I haven't shown him these pictures because, again.
Look at that. Oh.
He's starting to drool.
That's amazing.
But if you look, all of these pictures that I'm showing him, I will be putting up. But. It was incredible on how much food the Navigator of the Seas has that's included, but also which you can buy at, you know, another cost. I mean, even the salads they would do them up, like the wedge salad.
Oh, that's a very nice, that looks, that wedge salad is calling my name.
They have wedge salads. They have all of these things that are
Caesar salad. They probably have,
yeah,
yeah. They probably have all of these different salads. You know, when you go,
you're wanting
grilled jumbo asparagus. Oh,
and they were huge. It was huge. It wasn't like the skinny ones that are the size of my pinky.
Salted baked potato. I like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was good. And then they ask you, what do you want on it? I want everything.
I want the butter, the sour cream, the chives,
yes.
the cheese, the bacon.
Now, this was the only restaurant I did not hack. I could not.
Well, there's no reason to hack it.
It's too good.
Yeah, you need to. You know, this is the place to go to.
Well, the three restaurants, I did not hack at all.
No, I don't think so. But, see, now if you brought your kiddo here, a shrimp cocktail for your kids, I don't know about that.
Well, no, I will tell you, though, they have a back room, and there was a family of about 20 there, and they had their kids, but they were in the back room. So we really didn't even hear them.
So that was really nice. All this, you know, this is really, you know, a lot of people ask, you know, should I dress up? I've noticed that all these places say smart casual. That's kind of nice. You don't have to dress up to, you know, in formal wear to go to these restaurants.
Now,
you know what? This is what I wanted to know, because I remember when we were on the Allure of the Seas.
Yes.
I did try the grilled black pepper bacon.
Oh my God, it's so good.
And they have it. They still have it. That's pretty awesome.
Yes, I had that for the appetizer. That was really good. And you brought up a good thing about formal night. I didn't do formal night. I went to the buffet. Why? Because I wanted to see, do they have the same thing there? Right. And also I think I did chop that night. But I went to the buffet. Everything that was at the dining room was at the buffet.
Very nice.
Everything.
And that's what usually happens.
Yes, yes.
On all cruise lines. So that's very cool. That's good.
Now, the only other place I hacked was on Catalina Island, Luau Larry's. I asked all the people around. And Luau Larry's has been there probably 50 years. They have, I get the best buffalo burger on Catalina Island. So what I did is at 11 a.m., I went in, I will put this up to, I took all of their nacho ingredients and I put that on the buffalo burger.
Man.
And with the jalapenos, the roasted jalapenos, everything. Oh my gosh, it was so good. So if you go to Catalina.
Was the bathroom nearby?
You saw me holding it up.
I did.
We might put that picture just because. Right after I do a hack and just put that one up. This is what happens. But I'll tell you though, the Navigator of the Seas has so many restaurants to choose from. You could be on that ship for 7 days and still not go to every single one.
Well, you know, it sounds like it's an amazing experience.
Yes.
For culinary, if you're like, you just want to go and eat, you know, like to do.
That's it.
On cruises. But, you know, it's really nice to hear from you that you really enjoyed everything and had a really great experience on board.
This was just a foodie.
And you're actually planning to go back because there's a lot of activities
up on top. Yes.
Shows
yes.
That you weren't able to get to because it was just,
I was just stuffing my face.
Stuffing his face and eating.
I couldn't get to the flow rider. I couldn't get to the climbing wall. I couldn't get to the water slides. I couldn't get to the, I went to the pool once for the jacuzzi, but I couldn't get to a lot of those. I couldn't get to the ice rink.
Unbelievable.
I mean, they had shows going on at the ice rink all the time. That's on the bottom floor. There's things that I wasn't able to do because I was doing so much of the other side.
So what you're telling me is that the cruise dudes need to do a cruise together.
Oh yeah, but I'm thinking. Mates. I think you need to go with Lena, and this is the cruise for you guys.
And definitely go and check this ship out. I'm really excited to have a Royal Caribbean cruise ship, the Navigator of the Seas. Yeah,
and it is here for good.
Here in Southern California.
It's here for good. It did come, it went into dry dock and it came back out, and it's scheduled to go back in sometime this year or the beginning of next year. It all depends on the scheduling.
Yep.
And again, what they said is they're going to be changing the inside of the ship. So I'm hoping all of these restaurants stay because they're incredible. These restaurants.
It all works.
It works. Everything That's good. Works. That's good. So, and I mean,
I would just say, I'd say this. You know what I've seen in Southern California is I've seen a amazing, you know, when you told me that this was a full ship,
yes.
It just tells you that there is such a demand for cruising here on the West Coast. And I had some friends that just came from Arizona that went on a cruise out of LA. And I had some other friends that are, you know, that came with us, you know, from Northern California to go cruise out of LA. And so it's becoming a very popular destination. People are discovering cruising for the first time and, you know, with their family, with their friends and their, and, you know, and it's awesome that we have so many different cruise lines available here out of Southern California, and I really appreciate you sharing.
No problem.
Do you have any final thoughts?
I need to go on another cruise. Oh, wait, that's in a few weeks.
You're going on another
another one. And then you got yours coming up, but I got
mine coming up, so we'll be talking more about later. Yeah. So, oh my gosh, Scott, do you know what time it is?
It's time to book another cruise on Royal Caribbean Navigator of the Seas.
Oh, I'm glad you said it. Right this time.
Oh, you mean that maybe of the seas.
We won't do that.
Oh my gosh, it's gonna be such a good ride. March, I'm doing my last cruise, not the last one, but my last cruise on the Radiance for a while.
Awesome.
So I'm gonna be doing that one.
You got Carnival Radiance.
The Carnival Radiance. Oh yes, and then after that, it has to be Royal Caribbean Navigator of the Seas. Without children.
No children.
Under 12. No children.
All right.
Until next time, everyone, I'm Scott.
I'm Tommy.
Keep on cruising.
Have a good one.